أعوذ بالله من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. Continuing with our look at Islamic ethics and education, and we've been looking at the letter that Imam Ali alayhi salam wrote to his son Imam Hassan alayhi salam on his way back from Siffin. It appears as letter number 31 in Nahjul Balagha. Now yesterday we looked at an extract, and I'd like to finish that extract, where Imam tells him, associate with people of virtue, you will become one of them. Keep aloof from people of vice, you will remain safe from them. So here he tells the effects and role of companionship. You know, one of the factors which builds up the personality of the human being is companionship. And human nature is something that subconsciously or consciously adopts the behavior of other people very, very easily. When you accompany those who are righteous, you are influenced by them. On the contrary, when you accompany those who are wrong, then you do become influenced by them. The human soul very easily catches on to habits, and it is said that Prophet Sulaiman alayhi salam said that do not judge people without considering their friends, because a human being is recognizable through his companions. Imam Ali alayhi salam said, companionship with the bad ones causes suspicion towards the good ones, and companionship with good people causes the good ones to be connected with the bad ones. Thus, if anybody is difficult to understand or his religion is hard to find out, just look at his friends. If those friends are righteous, if they're people of religion, so is he. This is because Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to say, one who believes in Allah and the day of Qiyamah should not make friends with either those who belie the truth or wrongdoers. Anybody who does so is belying the truth and doing wrong. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam also said, a human being is of the same religion as his friends. Then every one of you should be careful with whom you associate. He said, "Al-mar'u 'ala dini khalili, falyandhur ahadakum min yukhalil." In other words, first tell me who your friends are, and I'll tell you who you are. If we look at Surah Al-Furqan in the Quran, ayah 27 to 29, Allah Subhanahu wa Taala says, "وَيَوْمَ يَعْظُ الظَّالِمُ عَلَى يَدَيْهِ يَقُولُ يَا لَيْتَنِ اتَّخَذْتُ مَعَ الرَّسُولِ سَبِيلًا." Ya waylati laytani lam attakhidh fulanan khalilan laqad adhallani an dhikri ba'd idh ja'ani wa kana ash-shaytanu lil insani khadhula. And the day when the unjust one shall bite his hand and say, oh woe that I had taken away with the messenger, woe is me, would that I have not taken such a one for a friend, surely he led me astray from the reminder after it had come to me, and the shaitan fails to help the human being. The poet Sa'di, concerning companionship, says, in the bath one day I received a piece of fragrant clay from a friend. I asked the clay if it was musk or amber, because I was drunk with its odor, with its fragrance. It said it used to be a worthless piece of clay, but it was companion to a flower. The perfect behavior of the company had influenced it, or else it would still be the same piece of clay. I love this poem. And finally, Imam Ali alayhi salam has said, avoid associating with vicious friends who destroy and belittle their friends, and associate with people of wisdom. Ask them about how to manage affairs. They will teach you what you do not know. They will increase your knowledge if you already know something. And then the last part of where we ended off yesterday, Imam tells his son that the worst food is that which is unlawful, and oppressing the weak is the worst oppression. Well, let's look at the bit about the worst food. You know, besides anything else, and we've talked about this before, because food is effective in building your personality as well. See, it changes into energy. When we eat food, it will change into energy. It sets in motion our body and manifests itself in the form of action and work. And because, in accordance with the principle of permanency of matter and energy, it will manifest itself in its appropriate shape. If food is legally gained, it manifests itself as a wholesome nutrient. If it is illegal and it's not legally gained, then it causes agitation in the human being. And the Quran has many places where it talks about. Let me take an example of Surah An-Nisa. Surah An-Nisa, Ayah 10. Surah number 4, Ayah 10. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Inna alladhina ya'quluna amwal al-yatama dhulman innama ya'quluna fi butunihim nara wa sayaslawna sa'ira. As for those who swallow the property of the orphans unjustly, surely they only swallow fire into their bellies, and they shall enter a burning fire. I'm only taking one aspect. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, if you take something unjustly from an orphan, it's like a burning fire within you. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Man akala lukmata haramin lam tuqbala lahu salata arba'ina layla, wa lam tustajaba lahu da'watan arba'ina sabaha, wa kullu lahm yumbitahil haramu fin naru, ula bihi, wa inil lukmata alwahidatan tunitul lahm. A person who takes a forbidden mouthful of food, his salah is not acceptable for 40 nights, his du'as are not acceptable for 40 days. Fire is preferable to even one biteful of forbidden food. One mouthful of forbidden illegally gained food is effective in the growth of one's flesh. He said, if you want your du'as to be answered, when somebody came to him and asked him about du'as, he said, make your food halal. Tahhir ma'akalaka, legalize your food, make it pure. La tudkhil batanaka al-haram, do not put anything illegally gained into your stomach. Imam Sadiq says, if you wish your prayers to be accepted, your business should be permissible. Another hadith from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, every dua except that of the swallowers of other people's possessions is acceptable. You know, Rasulullah finally also said, anybody who cleans his tongue, stomach, and his intimacy, Jannah is his. Look, man waqa'a sharra laqlaqati waqbaqati wa zabzabihi faqadi wajabta lahul jannah. So very important, what we eat, our sustenance must be halal, must be pure. And finally, injustice to the weak is the worst of injustices. You know, again, I remember a hadith that my father used to stress to us all the time. It's from Imam Baqir alayhi salam, who said that my father at his death told me one piece of advice, that is from Imam Zainul Abideen. It says, Ya Bunayya, Iyaka wa dhulmu man la yajidu alayka nasiran illallah. My son, avoid inflicting injustice upon the one who has no helper except Allah to stand against you. It's, you know, it really takes you back. And this hadith is repeated by all the masumin in one way or the other. Inshallah, we will continue with the letter tomorrow.